Up next, our special friend Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Glynis McCants has been studying numerology for years, and Glynis believes that knowledge is power. And when you have someone's name and birth date, you can discover who they really are. Author of the book, Glynis Has Your Number, thenumberslady.com, is with us tonight. Hey, Glynis, how are you?
Hi, George. Happy New Year.
You too. And first of all, I want to thank you for giving us an hour of your time tonight for this tribute to a dear friend of ours who has passed away, Tom Van Flandern.
God bless him. What a sad story that one was.
Oh, my God. Did you happen to see any of the video of this plane that landed in Hudson in New York?
Well, don't you think the actual pilot deserves, like, a trophy or some sort of award?
Incredible.
I mean, it is remarkable that he was able to land it and all those people got out safely.
Not only that, Glynis, after they all got out, he wanted to make sure he didn't leave anybody behind, and he walked up and down the plane a couple times.
I've never heard of such a thing, and the pictures are remarkable, aren't they?
Yeah. You talk about a miracle.
It is.
I have to say, I don't know what his birth date is, but today was his number.
Oh, I know. I would love to know his birthday. If I find out, I'll email you, and you might want to mention it. Well, see, this had to be a compatible day to him in numerology. There's no way he could just be so calm and cool and manage to land that plane the way he did.
This is one of the days he would look at his number and say, I think I can fly a plane today, no matter what.
Absolutely.
It is remarkable. Hey, let's look back a little bit into 2008. All the way back, you talked a little bit about Mother Nature competing with us.
Here's what I did say, and for the people that were remembering. 2008, I said, breaks down to the number one, and you do it simple. 2 + 0 + 0 + 8 = 10. 1 + 0 = 1. I said that 1 is a fiercely competitive number, and it's an energy that comes up against others. And I said if Mother Nature chose to compete with us, we lose. And then one of the first things that happened, remember the cyclone Nargis, I believe it was called, but it hit Myanmar and killed 135,000 people, George. And then there was the earthquake in China that killed 70,000 people. And then they said it was a record-breaking year for tornadoes. There were 1,500 tornadoes. And technically, $200 billion worth of damage was caused by natural disasters in 2008.
Well, you were right about Mother Nature then.
Mm-hmm.
And she's starting off in a pretty torrid way right now. In the Midwest, it's frigid. I left St. Louis. It wasn't too bad.
Right.
But my friends there are freezing. They're all calling saying, I want to come to Los Angeles right now.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And I was doing the research to see when was the last time that the natural disasters cost so much money. And it was 2005, which was the year of 7. Well, if you were to say to me, when's the next big mess for natural disaster, like huge? It's 2012, George. Because it's a 5. And what people need to know, because some people obviously do not know what I do, numerology is a science of numbers. The belief is everything has vibration. So that means the year has a vibration, a month, a human being. We all have a life path number that helps determine where we're headed. And that's exactly what I look at. The numbers 1, 5, 7 are the numbers that are, they can cause the upset when it comes to Mother Nature. That is the pattern I've seen. And that's why I tell you, check out 2012. 2 + 0 + 1 + 2 = 5. That's the next one.
How do these natural numbers work?
Well, here's how it goes. The numbers are 1 through 9 in numerology, and all of us fall into those categories. So the first thing I want to say to the people listening that don't know about this, a life path number, if you go to numberslady.com, they could literally on my homepage click on numbers and break down their life path. We all fall into a pack of numbers. So example, 157 is a pack of numbers. That means your whole birthday is reduced to one digit, and it's either a 1 life path, a 5 life path, or a 7. Those are the mind numbers. They're very cerebral. We've obviously established you're a 7 life path, which is why you can do a show like this. You're always seeking knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got another pack of numbers, 2, 4, 8. That would be people who fall into a 2 life path, a 4 life path, or 8. These are business-minded numbers. And then you have 3, 6, 9. 3 life path, 6 life path, 9 life path. They're creative-minded numbers. They tend to be the performers and the entertainers. When I look into, like, Hollywood, I find a lot of 3s, 6s, and 9s. And producers and directors, George, tend to be 1, 5, 7. And then the big money makers like Bill Gates and Steve Wynn, they fall into the four, they fall into the eight, which is business-minded.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to see you in Las Vegas at your conference.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You pack the crowd in. I mean, people just adore you, Glynis.
Thank you for that.
And what I found fascinating is, you know, not only are you a great presenter on radio, but in person, you are just as electrifying. And I was watching people in the crowd, mm-hmm. and they were taking their notes, and you had Charlie pass everything out every once in a while, and people were signing things and adding, you know, so they had all their numbers ready for you mm-hmm. when you came up on stage. And it is amazing at what I would say is the increased popularity of numerology.
Yes. It's what I noticed before I wrote a book, because Glynis has your number. If you'll notice, in that book, I simplified numerology so you could apply it to your life. But the average numerology book out there, they made it complicated. So people just got burnt out. And that's why people wind up saying, in astrology, they say, what's your sign? Very seldom do you hear people say, what's your life path number? And that's the goal. I want people to see those numbers, George, because if you meet someone who's naturally matched to you, it's a beautiful thing. It's someone who gets you. You don't have to convince them about who you are. Just like a toxic number, no matter what you say, they misunderstand you. And that's why numerology is significant for all of us, especially now. Going into this cycle that we're in, 2009 versus 2008, everything about it has a message. And let's go back for a moment in 2008,
sure.
when I talked about that fierce competition, and you and I talked about the primary between Hillary Clinton versus Barack Obama.
Yep.
Well, think how remarkable that was, because Barack Obama was basically unknown, right? He came out of nowhere.
He came out of nowhere. And I knew him in Illinois, but that was about it. You know,
correct.
He had a great speech.
He was known for making a wonderful speech in 2004
yep.
at the convention. But otherwise, we didn't know this guy. And yet he continued to grow. And the money got behind him. And so what he really did, she was the favored one. Even I told you she was in a personal cycle of one, which would encourage her to win. But what it turned into is she became the one to beat. And do you know what I noticed? Last year in sports, the same thing happened. Remember, was it the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl. It was New England against the Giants?
Yes.
All right.
And New England Patriots were favored by 13.5 points, and everyone thought they were going to win.
Well, they were undefeated, weren't they?
That's right. The Giants pulled off the victory, and it was shocking. And another one that was just like that, it was USC up against Oregon State, I guess it was in September, again, a total upset, and it stopped the USC from going to the Nationals. So it seems to me that the cycle of one was encouraging the underdog to say, I can do this, I can win. And Barack Obama pulled it off. At least he certainly became the Democratic nominee up against someone they didn't think he could conquer.
Well, and he kept winning.
Right, but I learned something about him that I did not know, and I want to share with you tonight. You know, when he does the inauguration, he's going to say his full name, which is Barack Hussein Obama. Well, your name, your birth certificate name, gives you a thing called destiny number. And when I broke down his destiny number, it's a one, George. And had I looked at that layer of the onion, I could have at least said to myself, oh, this is the number that encourages him to win in the cycle of one. It was his destiny.
It was his destiny.
Absolutely.
What kind of a year are we going to have?
Well, the year 2009, when you break that down, this is interesting. Normally I would say 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 9 is 11, and then it becomes 2. But you know, George, 11 is considered a master number. And that does matter. It's just like everyone in your audience. If someone was born the 11th or the 22nd, it's a number that wants to master their life. Well, when it becomes a world number, it's an emotional number. And think of the turmoil that's happening right now. I mean, what kind of year has this started off to being? What would you say about it, George?
Well, other than today, I would say it was kind of a tumultuous year.
Absolutely.
To starting
what,
off.
What was it about today that changed your mind on that?
Well, the recollection of this dear friend of ours, Tom Van Flander, and I think was very nice to hear from people who knew him well.
Mm-hmm.
And as sad as it has been since he passed away, mm-hmm. it was kind of a neat day to hear these comments. And then NASA announced the possibility of microbial life on Mars. And
mm-hmm.
I think that was a great story. And then this incredible plane crash with the 150-plus survivors, I think that's one of the greatest stories I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, finally a tragedy that ends happily.
Yeah, with some good news.
So it was a good day.
Right. And yet when we look at the bigger picture, like we talk about this economy, I can't remember the last time a president-elect told us, be prepared for gloom and doom.
Yeah.
I don't remember that before, to say that this deficit will be trillions of dollars for as far as the eye can see. This is what Barack Obama has said. Now, part of me wonders, because I look at his numbers, do you know he's a two-life path, but he's actually an 11-2, just like this year, George. So this is considered that this cycle is exactly right for him. But here's where it's tricky. We all have a personal year cycle. And when you go into your cycle, it can be really good news or it can be a challenge. He's going into a challenge year.
Now, personal year cycle, if I recall, mm-hmm. is your month and your day.
Yes.
Right? You add those together,
yes.
bring them down to one, and then you add it to the world number.
Well, that is correct. Yes, you take your month and day, reduce it to one digit. So Barack Obama was born August 4th, right?
So that's 8 plus 4.
Which is
12. That's uh-huh. 3. 3 ends up being his number.
Well, that becomes first part. Then we add it to the world number, and we've established that's the number 2. So 3 plus 2 is?
5.
5 is the most toxic number to life path 2.
And is that called his personal year cycle number?
Yes.
Okay.
He is going into a personal year cycle right now of 5, which is very dramatic. I mean, the blessing is I think he's picking a strong administration, and he's going to need that support. The last example of this was George Bush. Last year, I told you he was going into a cycle of 5, which was the hardest cycle. And look what happened with George. George Bush last year. Was that a nightmare?
It's been a nightmare for
years.
Well,
I mean, think about it. Not only did he have to say, hey, guys, I need $700 billion because we're in trouble with the economy, but he even had people, some guy in Baghdad, throw shoes at him. I mean, that's never happened to our president. But what I loved about him, George, is how he ducked it.
He did well on that one.
He really did. He handled it like, oh, yeah, no problem.
It was like the shoe was tossed at him, Glynis, in slow motion.
Yes.
The way he just kind of ducked down and away it went.
It was like planned. It was very odd. I was very impressed with the way he handled it. But more importantly, he was dealing with those low approval ratings. He has been judged harshly. I think it's been a bit extreme. I do believe since now, you know, he's now in a personal year of 6, and he's a 6 life path. Have you noticed how outspoken he's been in the new year?
Lately, absolutely.
Yeah, he's speaking up.
Including tonight. Including tonight in his farewell address.
Yes. He's now defending himself and speaking up. Well, that is what cycles mean. We go through a time, and then we come back. Like, this is his time to be stronger, and we'll see what happens, because obviously a new president is coming into the scene, and it's going to change the dynamic. But to vilify, I never think it's smart to completely vilify a president and expect someone else to be perfect. I don't think there's any such thing.
Do the numbers ever lie, Glynis?
I would say to you, numbers do not lie. Sometimes people do.
Sometimes people do.
Yeah. Sometimes people are not comfortable that you might know a lot about them when they don't expect it. Let me tell you another one that was a surprise. Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, when she came on the scene, she's a 6 life path. She was also in a cycle of 5. And think how crazy her year was when she came in. Do you think she expected that daughter to get pregnant?
Nope.
Absolutely not. And then she had to deal with so much opinion. It was like the media had one star. The star was Barack Obama. And suddenly Sarah showed up, and it's like, we can't have another star. So they did work hard to defeat or hurt her, which again...
And then, the star kind of faded after a while.
Yeah, except that she's still not gone. And you know what was a real example of her? Saxby Chambliss. Do you remember about him in Georgia?
I do not.
Okay, he's a guy that was... He had to do a runoff because he lost by like a half a point or something. It was like a three-way tie, something weird. He needed to do a runoff. And what he kept saying is, if you don't elect me, the Democrats will have the filibuster-proof majority. That was the big deal about him. So he got everyone to come out there and help. But Sarah Palin showed up that final day. She did 4 rallies with him, and he won by 15 percentage points. which was amazing. This is after the election, November 4th. They had to do a runoff in December, and he won. And he said, this woman has star power. She's not going away.
No, she's not going away. And as a matter of fact, I think we'll probably start hearing more from her in, what, a couple years maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. What she has to prove is, you know, she has to put her money where her mouth is. These things she's promising, after all, she's considered popular in Alaska as a governor. She certainly was the first woman governor. So now if she can make these things happen, she's supposed to be working on that gas line. Remember, she was talking about the, is it a pipeline of gas in Alaska to help everybody?
Yep.
Well, if she can pull that off, obviously that will make her more impressive in the long run.
A month before the election in October, you were on The View, weren't you?
That is correct.
You talked about Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and they love that.
Yeah, well, here's what was interesting. I had seen another pattern, because you know that's all I do. If I'm looking at numerology, I take your first and last name. It gives me three numbers that tell me about you. Your birthday has three numbers. The six numbers is like a blueprint. Well, I was trying to find patterns to get more of a sense of who could win, because here's what was interesting. John McCain is also an 11-2, just like Barack Obama. So to me, it was a toss-up. It's like, wow, either one of them could win because this is their cycle. But then I made a discovery. Bill Clinton and Al Gore had the same life path and very similar vibration as Joe Biden with Barack Obama. And I thought, well, wait a second. Those men did win. So I said on The View in October, I felt Barack Obama and Joe would win for that reason.
How much of this is your interpretation of the numbers just based on your experience?
Well, gosh, I've done it over 21 years, so I'd have to say quite a bit. But I'll tell you, every day I get letters from people saying, I took your book, I read my family, I did everybody, and everyone said it was dead on. So they read through it. And I did get the knowledge. Pythagoras is the famous mathematician who created the system, and all I've done is a lot of research to bring it home for everybody.
He'd be proud of you now, Glenn.
I think so. I think he'd like that I try to humanize it as best I can. Because, George, the real motivation here is to understand each other better. I think there's so much misinterpretation happening in our society, and it's not good.
I want to talk about the number 8 when we come back, and also 111, 1111. People continue, Glynis, to see that combination of numbers. Tell us again on what that all means. Is there a science behind this, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, they call it the science of numerology, but if you go, Pythagoras was the one. Do you know that he also was involved with music and that he was in charge of the harmonics?
Sure.
Well, that's why I love this, because do you know the numbers? When I talk to you about, there are three types of numbers. You either have compatible, toxic, or natural match. Natural match means lovely music. Toxic means confused sound. Compatible means sometimes good, sometimes bad. In harmonics, the same numbers that have trouble are the same you will find in people, George. Like when they talk about music and say the 5 and the 8 are not good, that would be true in numerology. That would be true in a relationship. So, yes, it's a science of numbers. And here's the good news. The more people are willing to investigate it for themselves, the more it blows them away.
If two people are toxic in a relationship because of the numbers,
yes,
the numbers say they're toxic,
mm-hmm,
is that a slam dunk, Glynis, that it might not work?
Well, I'll tell you, this is the deal. If you have six numbers, which we all do, if you have one or two toxic numbers, you can agree to disagree. If you have three, you're going to work on that relationship basically all the time. If you have four or more, run, George.
Then you have a problem.
It's just exhausting. And I'll give you examples. Reese Witherspoon with Ryan Phillippe, they looked like the perfect couple. Everyone thought they were ideal. Well, when they broke up, I wasn't surprised because they had four toxic numbers out of six. So I knew it was a really hard relationship to keep.
They could have known that going in.
Yeah, right? But obviously no one checked those numbers.
They didn't call you.
But want to hear some good news? Reese Witherspoon is now dating Jake Gyllenhaal, who's a famous actor. Natural match, soulmate connection. I mean, she's really done well for herself.
And you would say to her today, long lasting.
I would say soulmate connection. That, remember, when your heart gets hurt, even if the numbers are great, you can still be afraid to love, right?
That's true. We'll be back in a moment.
Anyone can sabotage love.
Glynis McCants, our special guest. We'll be back. Well, next hour, we'll take some of your phone calls with Glynis McCants. We'll talk about the number 8 and why it brings you wealth on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Glynis McCants, the numbers lady with us. What's new with you these days, Glynis?
Well, right now I'm writing Love by the Numbers, How to Find and Keep Great Love, which I'm very excited about.
Would you Xerox that and give me 72 copies?
You bet I will.
Love by the numbers.
Yeah,
love by the numbers. How does that work, anyway?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Go up to somebody and ask them certain things?
Numbers? Well, I have to tell you what's happened is I have several thousand people that are into what I do, and they share their stories with me, whether it's a good relationship or toxic. And then what I'm doing is applying it to the book. And what I'm going to teach, George, it's for two types. Either you're single, looking for great love, I'm going to help you find it. But if you're married and want to stay in the marriage and maybe it's toxic, I'm going to give you tools to make it better.
That's good. I thought for a moment you were going to say if you were married and looking for great love. No. We don't want to go there.
No, we don't want to do that. But, yeah, that's what the book. And even my book, Glynis Has Your Number, it had a chapter about love. But it was important to kick it to another level because so many of us haven't been able to master that part of our life. And
oh,
numbers
true.
Can help you do it. And you know, again, some of those people don't know about Charlie Youngblood, my husband who you've met. But
I think the world of him, by
the way. He's good people, you know, and he's a smart guy. And remember, he didn't know numerology. He's very technical. He has a master's in statistical analysis.
Is he as laid back as I witnessed in Vegas?
He is, and then sometimes he's not. Here's what's funny. As much as I'm a three, which is a communicator, when it comes to the true debate, I will give up. He will keep going till I finally go, okay, honey, you're right. I'm wrong. Which would surprise people.
He had a chair for me up front when you were having your conference.
Uh-huh.
And he said, George, I've got a seat here for you. And, you know, I like to just kind of filter in the back, Glynis, and watch people and do my thing. And he looked so disappointed because I said, Charlie, I'm not going to sit up there. I'm going to sit in the back with everybody else.
Exactly. He would have put you on stage. That was very funny.
That was the next plan. I caught that.
Yes.
Number eight, first of all,
uh-huh.
How do we know that a number eight will bring you these fortunes? Who said this a long time ago?
Again, we go back to 2,500 years ago when Pythagoras, what he did was define traits to each number. Now, I'll tell you something powerful. The Chinese very much believe that eight is the number for prosperity. They're actually obsessed with it. There's a restaurant right here where I live called 888, and they called it that just for the prosperity. And so, keeping that in mind, because their culture is older than ours, correct?
Yeah.
They're more aware and evolved about the numerology, and they know eight is that auspicious number for money. So years ago, you and I were talking about it. I mentioned it, and a lot of your people decided to put the eight in the wallet or put it on the computer if that's where they make their money. And then we got all those wonderful stories. Well, to this day, I get letters of people saying, like one of my favorites was a guy saying, Glynis, I don't believe in any of this stuff. But I was, you know, listening Coast to Coast, and he goes, I was unemployed, and I was sitting there having breakfast, and I thought, well, what the heck? He goes, I stuck the eight in my wallet. A couple hours later, I get a phone call. Someone owed me money. I get $1,000. He goes, right away. And he goes, and then I got a job within 2 days. He goes, now, I still say I'm a skeptic, but I can't deny the fact that I put an eight in my wallet, and all of that happened after the fact.
Remember the guy? Because sometimes these have consequences
attached
to it. The person said the same thing. I took the number eight. I wasn't sure it was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, I got $250,000, but I got it from an inheritance. My father died.
Mm-hmm.
There's a consequence involved. Is it with everything?
Here's what I would say to that. I do not believe that because we put an eight in the wallet or we believe in prosperity that someone passes away for us to manifest the money. I think it's just all in the universe. Like, money is out there anyway, so why shouldn't it come to people? I don't see it as a bad thing. And yet I do get letters sometimes where they go, oh, gosh, Glynis, you know, my mom, I didn't want her to pass away. I had the eight in my wallet. She did, and she left me money. I'm like, don't do that. Don't connect the two. First of all, you can't take it with you. Is that true or not true?
That is true.
Okay. And I say if we're stuck on a planet that costs money, then God bless us if there's ways for the income to flow in. So it's really about getting your mind in a healthy place about income. And I want to tell you, the Chinese also picked 888 in 2008 for the Olympics, remember?
Yep.
Well, back in January, I told you I was worried about that date. And I told you because when there's that many eights, the downside of eight is hard lessons. It's also like a political number, so there can be political discord. Well, remember what happened that day?
Oh, that was the Russian attack against Georgia.
That's right. Yeah. And Putin just sat there calmly, didn't he?
Yeah.
As if nothing was happening and 2,000 people were killed. And the other big scandal was John Edwards.
Oh, that's right. He got chased all over the place.
Well, he came out that day, though, and admitted that he had cheated on his wife. And what was disgusting about what he said, listen, I didn't cheat on her until she wasn't sick. Like he said, when she was in remission, that's when I cheated. As if we'd say, oh, okay, John, that's good.
What a gentleman, right?
Yes. And that happened on 888. So, yes, there is a positive and negative side to every number. But, again, some people listening tonight are going, what are they even talking about, the number 8? The suggestion is you take the number 8. You can get, like, a white piece of paper, black marker, put the number 8. You can stick it in one place. Like, you can put it in the wallet. If you have a company, I've seen this over and over, George. I will look and say cash register in a restaurant. They'll put the 8 on the cash register. And the restaurant is very busy. So, what the heck?
You might as well go for it.
You may as well try it. It's free, and it's worth checking out.
Now, does it just mean financial windfalls, or could it also be something great in your personal life?
You know what I would say about personal life? If you're talking about, like, love, manifesting healthy love, the number 2 plays a big part in that. I often recommend people put, like, a number 2 in their bedroom. Because obviously that's where you sleep, and that's certainly where you would welcome romance. The number 2 is the one for love. So some people, I can't say that anyone's carrying that number around per se. They tend to usually do it where they put it in their room, where they put it, like they might even make a list of exactly what they want to attract in a person and put the number 2 on that piece of paper.
Having a 2 tattooed to my forehead isn't the greatest spot.
It wouldn't be subtle.
Subtlety is important these days.
This was something else I learned, though, about numerology more this year, and I'm going to put it in the new book. Do you know, right before you break down a number, just like I said, the master number 11, like you're a 7 life path, but you actually have a 2 and a 5, which makes you 2 people. 2 is love, and 5 is the need for freedom. You have both.
Is that because I'm a Gemini?
No, that's what's interesting. You know, you will find that numerology and astrology are similar. Like the conclusions, it might take an astrologer a little more time because they need to know, you know, what time were you born, where were you born.
Right.
I don't need those tools. What I need is a full birth certificate name, first and last name you go by, full date of birth, and I can just tell you who you are by the numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah. So knowing that about you, though, doesn't that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it's cool because I didn't know that before. See, that's what's beautiful about this numerology, too, is
learning.
We continue to learn.
Tell me about 111, 1111.
Okay. 1111 is hugely powerful. And this, again, is something people can use out there. If you see 1111 a.m. or 1111 p.m., take advantage of it because the belief is the universe is wide open to whatever it is you want. So you could spend that whole minute talking about, you know, it could be, oh, to improve my relationship or to attract a healthy partner or to get that house I really want or to buy the car I really need. You spend a minute asking for what you want because the belief is the universe has one answer. The answer is yes. So whatever you ask for, the answer is yes. So why not keep it positive for the minute? And I have
And you you think that the minute you see the 1111?
Oh, I do. The minute if you and I were talking right now and it was suddenly 11:11, I'd let you do the talking so I could meditate quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
So that's how important it is. But I get letters. Like, one of my favorites is a guy that was in love with someone. She dumped him. She's like, I don't want to be with you. But they were engaged at that point, but she felt he was pushing. So he just meditated in the morning and at night at 11:11 and said, I just want her to understand how much I love her, that I'm here for her, and I'm the one for her. 6 weeks later, she called and said, look, I've had time to think about it. You really are good for me. I'm ready to go for it.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I just say, if you see 1111, it's talking to you. Numbers talk to us. In my book, Glennis Has Your Number, there's a chapter called Numbers That Follow You Around. Because they always have a message. Do you have a number that follows you?
It's the 1111.
Oh, well, George, it's talking to you. You've got to take advantage.
Everywhere. I mean, it's slowed down a little bit over the last few months. But before that, it was all over the place.
Well, what it was saying is, what do you want? What matters to you? And as a matter of fact, if you see it next time, write down on paper what it is you want. Just write it down. This is, in my ideal world, I want this, and spend that minute with that. It matters. But if it's following you, it's trying to give you more of what you want.
And the fact that it kind of dwindled away for a little bit, what does that mean?
It may be that you just got very focused on other stuff, and you just didn't notice it anymore.
That could be.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is very possible. Some people see 333. What does that mean?
Well, the number 3 is a number that's saying communication and laughter. So the first thing you say when you see a 3 is, have I lost my sense of humor? Is my life too serious? And then you add the whole thing up. 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9. 9 means family. So the question is, are you communicating with your family? Are you in touch with these people that are supposed to matter to you, or have you moved away from them? That way, if it's following you, that's what it's talking about.
Give us this definition again about the personal year cycles, the 1 through 9, and what they mean.
Okay. And here's my goal, by the way. I'm going to post those tonight.
Because okay,
everyone wants to know their personal year cycle. Want to use John Travolta as an example? Because he's going through a traumatic cycle.
Very traumatic.
Yeah, he just lost his son, 16-year-old son, which is devastating. And anyone who knows John, and certainly all of us who watch him, he's such a nice guy. He's so sweet. But he was born February 18th. So on paper, people listening should write this down, 2/18. 2 plus 1 plus 8 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. Now, remember, I said to find out your personal year cycle, you have to add it to the world number, which is also a 2. So 2 plus 2 is 4. John Travolta is in a cycle of 4. So the next question, George, is our life path number. Is it compatible or a challenge? He's in a toxic cycle.
Mm.
This is a hard cycle. The cycle of 4 means learning a lesson, learning some sort of lesson.
But what can you do about it? If the numbers are the numbers, how can you change that?
Well, you cannot. But what you can do, here's what he can do. Right now, the word on the street is, the insiders say, he's blaming himself. He's blaming himself that he wasn't there when his son had a seizure. So the lesson is, it's not his fault. John needs to realize it was his time. His child was there for 16 years. He had health trouble, and he did have those seizures, and there was nothing John could do. And John needs to forgive himself in a cycle of 4. See, I think when you know what cycle you're in, you'll understand why you take it as the way you do. When you blame yourself, that's not healthy.
Like you said, I'm in a personal year of 3, right?
Correct.
What does that mean?
A personal year of 3 means communication. Like, my first thought is, if you're writing a book, if is anything coming out for you this year?
Possibly 2 books.
Well, and in this year?
This year.
Fantastic, because 3 means time to express yourself, time to get out there, and also to remember your sense of humor. Because since you're a 7 life path, 7s are more of a loner. Sometimes they don't want to talk. Sometimes they do go to a quiet place. But the 3 in you is going to encourage you to have fun with this. Like, really enjoy the people who love you and want to buy that book and are interested in what you have to say. You're in a cycle for that.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you say that, because when I go out sometimes, I'll get cornered by people, and I'm the kind of person to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, here in Los Angeles, I've seen some people in the movie industry who are pretty darn rude to people.
Yes.
I'm not that way,
No.
You can only talk about your show and what I do so much, and I'm on all the time. So on weekends, you really don't want to have to talk about it. You need a little time away.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does. And so I try to politely do that. But it's tough, Glynis, because, they're excited and they want to talk about coast to coast and what you do and this and that. And, in many cases, it's a 6-day week. So how do you get away from that?
Well, here's what you do. First of all, because you know that about yourself, you have to be aware of, which environment you put yourself in, too. But in a personal year of 3, the word that comes to me is, it's showtime, folks. So when you do, let's say you do a book signing. Well, in that moment, you're going to be ready, and you're going to have more fun because you're in a cycle of 3.
Sure.
It's going to be more playful for you than it normally would be. But and then the other suggestion is, you got to have your boundaries, George. Because if a 7 can't be by themselves or can't regroup, it can lead to depression. It won't make you happy.
Well, I don't get depressed,
no.
But I get antsy.
Well, you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And remember, 1, 5, 7, those are the mind numbers, but you do have the gift of mentally escaping.
True.
Yes. So your body may still be there, but you have to leave to protect yourself mentally.
So every year now, the personal year one, two, yes. three, they're all different?
Well, here's what happens. Each year, we shift into a new cycle. So that's why January is so important. And what I'm promising tonight, I haven't posted it yet, but when they go to numberslady.com, normally if they click on a link that says life path number or attitude number, it just shows them those quickies about who they are. I'm going to post the personal year cycle so everyone can look at it. I will keep it up the whole month so everyone knows what personal cycle they're in. Because that's so important. It just gives you a heads up. And here's an example. If you're in a personal year five, remember I said Barack Obama's in that?
Yep.
Well, my goodness, it would behoove him to know that because it means things are not smooth. It's not going to be the way he hopes it to be. And what I've learned about him in studying his numbers, he really is peacemaker, mediator, doesn't want to make conflict. But when you make a decision, you say yes or no, someone's not going to like you. And he hasn't been through that quite yet.
He seems pretty organized.
Yeah. Well, you know what that is? He's born, I believe it's a 4-day. And a 4 means A plus B must equal C. That's the part of him that likes to keep it together. And here's another one people keep asking me about. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, what's that relationship like? Aren't you curious?
Since you brought it up.
Right. I mean, let's face it, she's going to be first lady. So we're going to get to know her. The first thing I want to say, I told you natural match is what you hope for, and then there's compatible, and then there's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at their 6 numbers, this is how it would read. Natural match, natural match, natural match, one toxic number, compatible, compatible.
That's not bad.
It's very good. It means they really do have a natural rapport. But the other thing I notice, she has 4 9s in her chart, which tells me she's stronger and tougher than he will ever be. She's the strong one. And that's why, remember, during the season of the primary, she had to go quiet. Because she's definitely opinionated, and it wasn't always to the advantage for Barack Obama. But once she's first lady, you will hear from her, no question.
We've got a tense situation going on in Israel right now. Do numbers get into that?
Well, here's what I do when that happens. When we have a problem like Israel, I take a look at the key players to see, well, gee, what cycle are they in? What's going on? And remember, I'll give you an example. Shimon Peres.
I believe he's the president of Israel.
Correct. Here's what's interesting. He's a 7 life path, which is always about faith. And I've seen this time and again. 7 either thanks God or thinks they're God. So when you're dealing with Israel and the spirituality, wouldn't you say he fights as if he's protecting like God would?
Yes.
Okay, that's a problem. So he's holding his position. He's in a personal year of 3, coincidentally, just like you. But what it means for him is he has to watch what he says. Because it's a challenge to his life path 7, he might say the wrong thing in the arena that he works from. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone's listening to him right now, and he's got to be careful. It's like a hotbed in the Middle East. I think it's worse than ever. Then we have,
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. How about that? You need to take me around with you for pronunciation.
Really good at that. Well, you know what?
It took me a while to get that.
That's
one
a hard
down.
One, but it's a great name. He is a 5 life path with a 2 in his chart. That means he likes to stir the pot. He does enjoy drama, and that's why he makes the statements he makes. He's the one who said, there was no Holocaust. Remember, he said that.
Yep.
And so here's my point. He is in a cycle of 4, which is toxic to his life path 5. So this guy is the one to watch. I'd be very concerned with him this year.
By the way, Perez is going to be 86 this year.
Now, isn't that remarkable? And hasn't he been in power forever?
He was for a while, and then he was out, and then he has been the president since 2007, I believe, mm-hmm. continuously. He's been all over the place.
Well, here's another one to keep your eye on. Vladimir Putin.
Ah, yes.
Are you ready for this? He's double 7. So remember the God complex? He's got it twice. And he's in a personal year of 1, which is to win. So the question is, what's he trying to win? What do you think that man wants?
Power.
Complete power, doesn't he?
Yep.
I mean, right now, he's so excited about the United States having trouble. He sees that as a coup for him, and that's not good.
We'll be back with your phone calls with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. We'll also talk about what she believes will happen to Britney Spears this year.